Mad City Music is one of a handful of record stores that has survived the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, and now the 2020s. The legendary record store, it opened in 1981. And that means that this store has survived records, 8-tracks, cassettes, CDs, the internet, and now it's back to records. Mad City Records is Madison's longest continuously running record store. And in the late 90s, Dave Zero was hired at Mad City Music, and in 2007, purchased the business and continues to this day, Jimmy. Tonight, Dave Zero is here with us in the studio. Dave Zero, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you bringing me on. This is fantastic.
It's great to see you. I was pleasantly surprised when Rocker said, Dave's is coming on the show tonight. I'm like, yes, we get to talk about music and media and stuff.
Shucks.
And vinyl. That's Jimmy's favorite.
I'm blushing. I'm sure you can see this on the radio, but
A-tracks.
I'm blushing. Exactly.
Do you have any 8-tracks in stock?
I think there's a Poco 8-track somewhere around the store. We don't have too many, but I will say the 8-tracks are... They're still on the solid novelty aspect, but everything else, cassettes, vinyl, CDs, they are still there and they are still relevant and people are still loving them. And we love them and we're glad to see other people still loving them.
There's a few bands in Madison that release music on a cassette tape still.
Yeah. The cassette thing started, I'll say revival of cassette tape started a while ago. Like a decade, maybe 15 years ago. It was just something, just a little something that a lot of the punk rock bands and a lot of garage rock bands just could have something to sell at their merch table. And it's cheap.
It's fun. It's cheap.
I mean, it would come with a download, but it was people just want to buy something from a local band. They want to buy something from a band. So just having a little $5, $10 tape at your merch booth is fantastic.
I remember doing some internet radio a little bit, and all our spots or IDs and commercials would be on cassette tapes, and I had to cue everything up in 30 seconds.
Nice.
Well, then you buy a cassette nowadays, then you have to go buy a cassette player.
Right.
Because you don't even have one.
It's a labor of love, but it is a great love to have.
Dave Zero. Excuse me this time. Former WORT show host, Mad City Records owner. How did you get so involved with music? I mean, like, what's your backstory? How did you get started?
I get so involved with music? Well, I didn't get very involved with high school. So that was the first step, which, you know, for better or for worse, it's, you know, I've just always loved music, and I've always wanted to be absorbed by music.
Are you a fan?
Sponge.
Yeah, Were you a musician?
I think all fans of rock and roll want to be a musician for a little bit. So I had my phase where, you know, I just played my guitar as much as the next guy, but I learned that I'm more of the other side of fandom, where I wanted to be absorbing more music. I wanted to learn about music. I love the knowledge I would get from music, learning history through music and understanding what bands sounded like at a certain time and where the genres were coming from. So I think I just wanted to sponge up a lot of stuff. And
so you're kind of a music historian.
Yes, in my own mind, I am.
Now, you had a show for years on WORT.
Yeah, I think it was like 8 years on WORT.
Followed Ted Offensive, right?
That was, yep.
Ted.
It feels like a generation ago. Yeah, Ted, rest in peace. He's still rocking. No matter where he's at, he's up in the sky, and you know he's rocking right now.
And he's saying dirty words on the radio.
Yeah. I would have it no other way.
Exactly.
If we're all up in the sky doing our radio station with our dirty words, that's a win.
Go back to your musical taste. Is there a specific area in music that you were a big fan of, like the 80s or the 90s, the grunge rock or the pop? Pop music that
I graduated high school in 94, so by default I've listened to a lot of 90s music. I was growing up, and I just remember, if we're gonna go prehistorically back, I just remember being very young watching MTV, seeing Eddie Van Halen play his guitar, and like, he's having so much fun, I want to do something like that. You know, years later you understand, maybe drugs and alcohol had a little something to come with it. Right. But he was still having so much fun, and I just saw so much fun to be had through music, just experiencing it, being with it one way or another, that I just followed that path.
So, you know, I think you can really get a sense of a person by looking at their music collection. Dave, what's in your music collection?
What is in my music collection? Well, I try to keep a nice 4,000 or 5,000 records. Keep it bare bones, you know. Everything. It's something from my past, something from what I want to listen to. I try to keep it to the. I don't know, what is in my music collection? I've got.
Well, we know Van Halen.
I do have. And I will argue anyone about the Hagar years. I still love Sammy Hagar. You know, everything. You can see how my music tastes have grown. Like jazz is now starting to overtake a lot of everything I listen to. I just find that more interesting these days, simply because I know about it. I know less about it. I understand less about how the music is put together, so I'm more intrigued. The typical garage rock, the pop rock, I still love it, and I'll still listen to it all the time, but I understand how it's put together, so it's more easy for me to digest. Things like, moving backwards, like I have always been in love with blues music. That's always been interesting to me. I love finding these new obscure guys, not new, but finding new guys that are obscure. You know, they have 5 songs. I need to hear those 5 songs. Mm. Where did they come from? What's their history? I'm still fascinated by all that. And then I've been listening to music for so long, so there's everything. You know, I grew up in the 90s, so there's everything. There's hip hop, there's funk and soul, and there's actually a new phase of vinyl reissues that are happening where all these great samples that used to be on hip hop songs, people are finding those actual albums that have been out of print for years, and now they're reissuing them. And honestly, that's catnip for me. I love that stuff where you can find these fantastic soul albums out of print for 40 years. If you found them on eBay or Discogs, they'd be worth like $500, but now you can get them for like $20, $30. I love that. I absolutely love that. And again, it's still the discovery of everything. There's so much more. Every time you hear new music and want to experience new music, everyone talks about what's new, what's hip. It's like, you know what? There's, you know, close to 100 years of recorded music that you can just dig through and find your own path. And I've always found that fascinating.
Well, I think if you dig through it, then you have to be at a record store to do that.
That is part of the part of the appeal. I mean,
right, you gotta page through the albums.
You literally have to dig through, and that's another buzz people get too, the tangible feel of just literally discovering it. We know how the internet works. We can all Google anything these days, but actually just randomly finding something, the thrill of discovery, that's never ever gonna go away.
That's great. Dave Zero from Mad City Records. All three of us have frogs in our throats tonight. So, Dave, it's 2007. You've been working at Mad City Music for a while there. Now you're buying the store. Walk us through that. Why the decision? Hey,
in 2007?
Yeah. I'm going to buy. I mean, internet music was on fire at this point.
You know what? And I wasn't going anywhere. I wasn't anywhere. I still loved it. I still love the store. I feel that was my next step, just in growing. I mean, I was 31 at the time, so I was just ready to, you know, I want to take, I'm not scared of challenges. I like trying something new. I'm not terribly scared of taking new steps, but you know, something new is always fun.
What was your approach to combating the online music sales versus the physical media sales?
Making it fun, honestly. Yeah, the record store has always been a social hub and a place for people to come and just hang out and share ideas. And I've always felt that's one of the most important things about record stores. So if you want to go online, you can dig around, but you're by yourself. You want to come and share ideas. You want to hang out. Granted, we're hoping you buy things while you're there, but just trying to make it a social hub, trying to make it a place for bands to come and hang out, for random people just to explore. Again, the tangible experience, you'll never top that.
Why is vinyl resurging over the last couple of years? And there's really no sign of it letting up. Everybody wants the physical media, especially on vinyl.
Right. I think it started a while ago simply as a reaction to basically being able to find everything online. Sure, you can dial up your favorite streaming service. Everything's there,
right?
Kind of, but that's not fun.
Well, I mean, what's not there? You want to discover it.
I'm sorry, what?
What's not there on the streaming that you could find on the...
Many things. There's tons of artists from the 90s that never had anything on vinyl, and now they don't have their music on streaming services, so you actually had to find a CD of this band.
That's true.
Yeah. And I think it's just a natural reaction. People like things, and it really shows that how involved you want to be with your music. You can stream anything all day, but if you really want to make yourself a fan, you want to bring it into your home. You literally go and bring that piece of vinyl, that CD, that cassette, and it's when you bring it into your home, it's literally part of your life then.
Well, and the interesting thing about it is that's how the record labels for years controlled their distribution.
Yep.
Was by having a physical record, right?
Exactly.
You can't download that. You can't, you know, you can copy it, but maybe it's to an inferior, like a cassette.
Exactly.
But
get a tape, man.
The record is kind of really coming back, and that's actually helping the independent musicians who aren't signed, who don't have millions of streams and stuff like that. Then they can start to get the money for those products because you have to come to the show. You have to get the product from them. You know, I mean, maybe you can order it over the internet, but even then, it's going to be shipped to you, right?
Yeah, if you order it directly from the band, that is as good as buying it at the store. Some bands just don't have the distribution to get it into some stores. And if you buy direct from the band, that's still fantastic because that band is making money off of it. The label's not making money off of it.
Right. The streaming service.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we all know the big artists that can make a living off of streaming. There's a lot of bands and some bands that are big and you'd be surprised that just, you know, they need that. They need those sales. They need to sell those records. They need to sell those t-shirts. They need you to show up to their shows. So it's the record stores are just part of the musical ecosystem these days. People have come back and it's kind of leveled off where everyone understands like actual tangible music is part of the music ecosystem.
I've got a question. Let's say Rocker and I are in a band called, let's say Rocker's in a band called Iron Plow. Jimmy K is not a musician. But we have physical media, all right?
Right.
And we want to sell it in your record store. So how does that artist contact Mad City and make that happen?
info@madcitymusic.net. Let me know what's up, and you can bring it in. We can either do a consignment. If you're a local band, I'm happy to buy it outright and grab a copy here and there. If you're playing around town, we definitely will grab something. We put it right in our local section. Frequently, we have people just randomly coming into town and they just want to buy something from the local section. Like, what's something that you've heard that's local? And they just want to, it shows a little bit of flavor of what the town is actually like. If you can, you can actually see what's in their local section and whether it be vinyl, whether it be cassette, whether it be CD, they just want to, again, people just want to experiment with music and actually buying it in a tangible form is the best way to do it.
And real quick, what couple of bands are you really high on that are from Madison right now?
Ooh, right now, I have to admit, I am working too much these days, so I don't get out as much as I used to.
Understand.
What do I enjoy these days?
Is there something at the store that's selling really well or people are excited about coming
in? I mean, we always, there's a great band called Whippets in town, good garage rock band. This is a classic thing that happens to me. Everyone will walk in the store like, hey, what do you like right now? And mind will go blank. So this is totally happening to me, unfortunately, live on the radio.
It happens with restaurants too. So if I say, where do you want to go? You're like, well, luckily you could say Doughboys because you just read the ad.
There's a great blues band in town, Cashbox Kings. They've been around for many years and they've always been solid and they keep growing.
Oscar's Motel is a great EP.
Fantastic. There's a great country artist named Nate Gibson. Nate Gibson and I'm forgetting the band name, but he's actually from Missouri originally, East Coast. He's around town, but they're newer. They're country band. Fantastic. Good honky tonk. Pre rock and roll honky tonk sound they've got going on. It's retro, but it's still pretty modern.
Gibson, I wrote that down.
Yeah, Nick Gibson, definitely check it out.
Now, Record Store Day, that's coming up April 20th. It's a really big day for Mad City Music. Tell us about Record Store Day and then what your 420 plans are.
Record Store Day, I have a wonderful story. I remember buying the store in 2007, getting an email in January saying, hey, you want to try this thing called Record Store Day? I figured I just bought a record store. Of course I want to try a day of Record Store Day.
No, forget it.
It has exploded to an international event, and at its heart, it's still a giant hooray for independent businesses. It's saying, hey, let's focus on record stores. These are viable things, like the things I was mentioning. It's, you know, it's a community hub. It's a place to hang out. It's a place to meet your friends. You know, you go, it's drawing attention back to the record store and more importantly, independent businesses in a town. And it's fantastic. It's a huge day. It's our biggest day of the year, solid day of the year. And it's a lot of work, it is completely worth it. I'm lucky right now. I've got a great staff. We're all ready. We're all going to wear our good, you know, shoes that day. And We have a line usually starting. Sometimes it starts the night before. People camp out, depending on what the big release is. Right. Last year, of course, there was a Taylor Swift release. So, you know, there was people at 6 o'clock the night before camped out and ready. It was cold last year, too.
It's a pretty easy camp out because you got Tex Tubbs right next to you.
And then,
of course, it's Atwood Avenue. So it's exactly. Nice and easy and a great place to be, you know?
Definitely. It's just a huge day. It's a fantastic day. It's busy all day long, but it's just great to see so many happy people that just like, they get excited. They want to hang out and at your record store and they just come for it. So it's fantastic. We just try to make it nice and easy for them to do that.
Dave, it's great to have you in the studio tonight to talk with you tonight. I've always enjoyed your record store.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
What you do. And over the years, I don't know how many times I walked in to drop off Maximum Music magazines. Hi, Dave.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? thanks, Dave. Appreciate you. Mad City Music Exchange, Atwood Avenue, right at Chase Corners, right next to Tex Tubbs. What's the website, by the way?
MadCityMusic.net.
Nice. You can buy everything, shop on, figure out what you want.
You can find us. It's a limited site, but you can find us on our socials, like on Instagram and Facebook. And a little bit of selling online, but feel free to find us on Atwood Avenue, 2023, Atwood Avenue.
Awesome. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
How about The Flavor That Kills? This is a Mattis band. I love these guys. These are great.
Excellent.
American Dream. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.